The title of this book is The Rembrandt Affair.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This talking book is the property of Jewish Care and is made for the sole use and enjoyment of its members. It's produced at the KC Shasha Centre for Talking News and Books in London.
The title of this book is The Rembrandt Affair. It was written by Daniel Silver and published by Penguin Books in 2011. It's being read for you by Alan Lewis. Prologue, Port Navis, Cornwall. By coincidence, it was Timothy Peel who first learned that the stranger had returned to Cornwall. He made the discovery shortly before midnight on a rain-swept Wednesday in mid-September. And only because he had politely declined the persistent entreaties from the boys at work to attend the midweek bash at the Godolphin Arms, up in Marazion. It was a mystery to Peel why they still bothered to invite him. Truth be told, he had never cared much for the company of drinkers. And these days, whenever he set foot in a pub, there was at least one intoxicated soul who would try to badger him into talking about little Adam Hathaway. 6 months earlier, in one of the most dramatic rescues in the history of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, Peel had plucked the six-year-old boy from the treacherous surf off Senon Cove. The newspapers had crowned Peel a national hero, but were then dumbfounded when the broad-shouldered 22-year-old